So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Megalopolis.
What kind of dinosaur is that? Is that gonna go up against Mega Shark?
Actually, Megalopolis is the name of a futuristic utopian city.
Oh, well, the shark's gonna win that fight, no problem.
There's no shark, sir. The movie follows an architect named Caesar Catalina in New Rome.
New Rome, huh? What's that?
That's New York, but sometimes things are ancient Rome-themed.
Gotcha.
So Caesar's discovered this new building material called Megalon that he wants to use to build Megalopolis.
Right.
Also, he can stop time. That's an ability that he has.
Oh, so this is like a superhero movie, kinda.
No, that's a metaphor, you dummy. Or an analogy. Or it's not. Or it's is. It is real.
Does it affect the plot? Does anything?
Okay.
I am confused.
That makes sense. That'll probably happen a lot.
Okay.
So anyway, Caesar has this mistress, and her name is Wow Platinum.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's right.
Nailed it.
So she actually is going to end up marrying Crassus, who's Caesar's rich uncle.
Got it. Okay.
And Crassus has a grandson, Clodio, who's Caesar's cousin, and also wants money and power like Wow Platinum.
Clodio. All right.
And he parties with Julia, who's the daughter of the mayor, Cicero, who's the enemy of Caesar Catalina.
I think I'm following you, but I cannot confidently say so.
This is like the easy to follow stuff right now.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, Cicero's daughter, Julia, starts talking to Caesar, but he's not interested at first because she's a party girl.
Okay.
He freaking tells her he has no interest in talking to people who can't converse about science and literature and politics.
Being the Jaden Smith of your generation is tight.
But she tells him that she saw him freeze time as he was leveling this building, so he's like, so you're able to see my power. That is, for real, but no, it is, metaphorically speaking, you can see that I can do that.
Sir? Oh, sorry. Sir, I think this is kind of important stuff I'm talking about here.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, no, I agree. It definitely seems like you think that.
Okay, thank you, because we're talking about philosophy here.
Oh, we are? How so?
By having the characters straight up quote philosophers at each other from time to time.
That works. So now it's time for a famous virgin to dance and sing at a wedding.
What?
Yeah, everybody's going to gather at Wow and Crassus's wedding, and this virgin teenage pop star is going to perform, and meanwhile, Caesar's going on a bender.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, this freaking Caesar Catalina guy, he's drinking alcohol, mixing that with hard drugs.
This freaking Caesar guy sounds like a Catalina wine mixer.
Exactly, so he's going around like, whoa! And there'll be colors, and that'll go on for some time.
Well, okay then.
But then Clodio arranges for this video of Caesar hooking up with that pop star to play on all the screens in this building.
Oh, sneaky.
Yeah, so Caesar gets arrested, but then we find out that it was a deepfake video, and the girl wasn't even a minor, so it's like, it's all good now.
Oh, so that problem's immediately resolved?
Yes,
sir. We're frequently gonna present problems that are then solved within a couple of minutes. Like, at a certain point, Caesar loses his time powers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then shortly after, they come back, so that's all good now.
Well, good.
Oh, and a satellite's gonna crash into the city.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that'll be referenced for a few minutes.
Sure, that may as well happen.
It will. And then I was thinking we have this press conference scene, but the person that Caesar's talking to is actually in the theater with the audience.
What?
Just in the room with everybody, talking to the screen for a moment, and then Caesar answers that person. I think we should do that.
Well, that seems like a logistical nightmare.
Yeah. And it won't add much of anything, but...
But what?
Oh, I don't know. I got nothing. I was hoping you would fill in that blank.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Then Caesar gets shot in the face by a child.
Oh, my God. So he dies?
Nah, he's all right.
Oh, it must be hard to survive being shot in the face.
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see that Megalon stuff that he discovered? That's able. You can rebuild your face with that and your eyeball and your brain and a dog's leg at a certain point.
What is going on?
Don't worry about it.
So that assassination attempt thing is resolved?
Almost immediately. Yeah, now you're getting it.
I don't think that I am.
Anyway, so then Wow Platinum starts hooking up with her nephew, Clodio, to try to get him to convince his grandfather to give him the company so she could then take the money and give it to Caesar to make Megalopolis.
Sir,
sorry.
But then Wow and Clodio walk into Crassus's bedroom, and he's got like this little crotch bump going on under his sheets, and he's like, hey, what do you think of this boner I got?
Oh, my God.
But then it wasn't a boner. It was a tiny bow and arrow, and he uses that to kill Wow Platinum and then to shoot Clodio in the buttocks.
Hey, look, I gotta ask, are you okay?
Me?
Yeah, you all good? You doing all right?
Megalopolis.
That... Okay.
So then Crassus gives the money to Caesar to build Megalopolis, and this place is great. It has these sidewalks that you stand on, and they just move like you don't even have to walk, so we're really gonna focus on that.
Those already exist. Those are in every airport.
Hey, shut up. And then he has a little baby with Julia.
Sure, okay.
And now the baby can stop time, too, or not. And then we're done. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, it sounds a little unhinged and crazy.
Just so crazy it might work.
No. Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.